I guess from a historical standpoint, any idea when the last time this sort of thing happened?
To my knowledge, this has never occurred. This is something that's never happened in the past or that we've received reports of. We were alerted to this through social media, and we actually took a report today on the incident and are investigating. It appears what an individual did was, or individuals actually carved their initials and a heart into the tree, which by state statute is considered graffiti. And currently what we know now is that, you know, approximately $250 in damage was done to the tree, and which makes it a Class B misdemeanor, and that's a fine of up to $2,000 and up to 180 days in jail if convicted. So we are asking the public if they know who may be responsible or the person or persons responsible to contact the University Police Department and provide us with that information.
Has anybody been contacted who can determine what sort of damage, if any permanent damage, will happen because of this?
We have contacted a representative from Facility Services. They're the one that provided us with the damage amount. They were coming out today to try to seal those areas on the tree where the carvings had been made to protect it from insects and weather. But from what we know at this point, it's pretty much a permanent marking on the tree itself. He came out and took a look at the tree today and assessed the damage, and as far as what they needed to do to try to protect the tree from here on out because of the damage.